This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, if Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper remade Easy Rider today, they'd swap the choppers for an RV. First, remaking public restrooms, sites of more controversy than you might think. They once were segregated by race in many places. The civil rights movement transformed their common utility into an example of injustice that everyone could get. Some say public bathrooms are still segregated by gender. As Sandy Houseman reports, at some colleges and universities, students are demanding gender-neutral restrooms.
Beloit College might seem an unlikely place for a campaign to provide gender-neutral restrooms, but this small liberal arts school in southern Wisconsin is among the first to address the needs of students like Tyler Kramer Skeevers. She's a girl with a boyish look. Sporting a blue mohawk and a silver chin pierce, Tyler says using the ladies' room can be awkward.
I've gotten weird looks. I've had people say, like, are you in the right bathroom? Feeling a little unsafe. I tend to rush when I'm out in public. So people should be able to go to the bathroom without any trouble.
And Derek Attig, an openly gay student at Beloit, says using a restroom can be downright dangerous for transsexuals and crossdressers.
You can get arrested for using a bathroom that doesn't match what your driver's license says or your birth certificate. And there have been cases of physical abuse.
Which is why Attig led a successful fight to get gender-neutral bathrooms on campus. The idea was controversial at first. Attig and his allies spent months passing out pamphlets and talking with fellow students before meeting with administrators who were open to the idea. Associate Dean of Students John Winkleman said the cost to create about 20 gender-neutral facilities was minimal.
We had some bathrooms, for example, near the cafeteria that were clearly labeled men and women. But they're single-use bathrooms, and quite honestly, they were used interchangeably anyway, depending on need. And so it was easy.
Opposition to the change never really materialized. The school retained plenty of traditional men's and women's rooms. What's more, many students were already living in co-ed dorms with co-ed bathrooms. Each semester, students vote, and if there's unanimous support on a floor, bathrooms and campus housing are open to men and women.
It's all just pretty normal at this point.
It's not a big deal.
So you have sisters?
Yep.
So it's kind of like being at home?
Yeah, with a lot more sisters.
Students Meredith McFadden and Ryan Seelbach say there's plenty of privacy, with doors on toilet stalls and curtains on showers, and they like the convenience of using the closest restroom. At a coffee shop on the University of Chicago campus, gay activist Anna Minion recalls her own crusade for this cause. Her school recently converted 10 single-use restrooms to gender-neutral facilities and built 5 new ones. Minion sees that as one win in a much bigger battle to build cultural sensitivity and support for homosexuals, transsexuals, and crossdressers.
The big issue can only be brought about by bringing consciousness to people, which is something this campaign did.
And the trend could have implications for an even bigger group, women. Many complain about waiting in line to use restrooms while men breeze in and out of their bathrooms. Marianne Case, a professor of law at the University of Chicago, says history is partly to blame.
It's largely because of laws like plumbing codes from the turn of the last century, that in some instances required there be more spaces for men in public because men were thought to be out and about in public more.
In newer buildings, planners provided equal square footage for men and women. But in practice, Case says equality is elusive.
Just as an example, say, Madison Square Garden. Well, the night of a hockey game, there's a completely different sex ratio than the night of the ice capades, right? So you can't reasonably plan for either a 50-50 division or any other constant division of men and women.
The solution, she thought, was exactly what Beloit, the University of Chicago, and several other campuses have created, single-use restrooms available to men and women. But as she talked with people about that possibility, she discovered surprising resistance from women who viewed the ladies' room as an important social space and saw men as slobs.
Men are messier, and studies of toilets have confirmed that men's rooms do tend to be messier. Interestingly, women's rooms tend on average to be germier, and that's typically attributed to the number of kids in the women's room.
Because of those kids, and in spite of women's misgivings, we may be seeing more unisex bathrooms beyond the bounds of college campuses. Popularly known as family bathrooms, these small gender-neutral facilities allow parents to more comfortably take children of the opposite sex to the restroom. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Chicago.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. We'll check back with the Supreme Court just ahead on Day to Day from NPR News.